And now we pull out the squeeze box, my friend. Here he is.
Is that head bobbing? Those shoulders should be shaking.
I feel like I'm walking into Rouse's. About to get my...
And something else should be shaking, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're picking up what you're putting down there, brother. Oh, Carlo Broussard, the Cajun apologist, joining us from San Diego this morning. How's the family, by the way?
We're doing all right, man. The kids are growing, and mommy is raring up to start school again next week. Yeah. We're homeschool. Yeah. So she's getting all that together, and we're rocking and rolling.
Hey, you're living the dream, Carlo. You really are.
I'm trying. Thank you.
Hey, I promise you.
Oh, and by the way, we got to say kudos to the guys from River Ridge since we're talking Louisiana here. Gabby,
oh my goodness, yes.
You got to see the game?
I didn't watch the game, but I was keeping up with their wins on social media.
Yes.
But congratulations. I mean, just absolutely incredible. And they're going to the White House, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just think that's so cool.
I thought it was
so
neat. They won the
congrats.
National championship on Saturday and then the World Series, Little League World Series yesterday. and it was a shutout, too, just 8-0. And it was wonderful. So we're so proud of you guys representing Louisiana the way you did. Very, I mean, these guys were like professional. These are 11 to 14 year old young men.
So. LSU's going to be calling them up for recruits.
I think you're right.
I just have to throw this out here because, y'all know I'm not a sports girl. I don't know. But there were some young ladies from Louisiana playing yesterday as well. They were playing softball,
yeah.
From Louisiana. So that's originally what I thought you were talking about. Like, the girl that you won.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. If anybody knows, please let us know on social media because they were cute as they could be.
All right, Carlos, so we had to get our Louisiana plug in there. And
that's awesome, yeah.
You are an apologist for our faith. And
no apologies.
Exactly. we got the little rim shot there from Karen off to the side. But, what's on the agenda this morning?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about the Blessed Mother, right?
Yes.
How to talk to Protestants about Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And we left off last week. We completed our reflection on Mary as Mother of God. And so this week, what I wanted to do is to talk about a topic that's related to Mary as Mother of God. And it's the feast that we celebrated last week on Thursday, Mary's Queenship. And the queenship of our Blessed Mother, Queen of Heaven and Earth, is tied to her role as Mother of God. For example, Pope Pius XII, in his 1954 encyclical proclaiming the queenship of Mary, Ad Caeli Regnum, he states that it's her divine motherhood that serves as the basis or the principle upon which rests the understanding of Mary as queen. He says Mary is called Mother of the Lord, and from this it's easily concluded that she is a queen, right? Now, as a 21st century American, we're thinking, what in the world are you talking about? How is it that Mary is a queen because she's mother? What in the world's going on here, right? Because normally, who do we associate as a queen? The wife of a king, right? Mm. Not the mama. Mm-hmm. So what's going on here? Well, what Pope Pius XII is teasing out here, or what he's teaching, can only be understood against the Old Testament backdrop of the role of the Queen Mother, the Geburah in Hebrew, or the Great Lady.
Hmm.
We see hints of this in the Old Testament, because you see in the Davidic kingdom, as well as other ancient Near Eastern kingdoms, the queen was not the wife. The queen was the mama. Can you imagine all of those wives? Because many kings, they had multiple wives, right? Now, ladies, could you imagine all those women fighting over that crown? There would have been a lot of fighting going on, right? You know what I'm saying? So the mother was actually the queen. We see hints of this in the Old Testament. For example, Jeremiah 13:18, say to the king and the queen mother, in Hebrew, Geburah, take a lowly seat, for your beautiful crown has come down from your head. That's sort of an indictment from Jeremiah on the king and the queen mother because they were wicked and evil. Perhaps the best example is in 1 Kings chapter 2, where we read about Bathsheba, mother of King Solomon. And in verse 19, we read how Solomon rose to meet Bathsheba. He gets off his throne when Bathsheba comes into his presence. And we're told that he bowed down to her.
Hmm.
Ain't nobody bowed down. Everyone bows down to the king. The king doesn't bow to anyone except his mama.
Mm-hmm.
And then had a seat brought for her in order that she may sit on the right of his throne, which signifies that in some way she ruled with the king. Now, what's interesting, guys, is you can contrast this with 1 Kings 1:16, when Bathsheba is wife of King David. And when Bathsheba comes into the presence of King David, she bows down to David. But whenever she's the mama, it's the king bowing down to her.
Fascinating.
And whenever you read the narrative in 1 Kings chapter 2, what you discover is that Bathsheba is seen, we don't have time to go through the details of the narrative, but she's seen as an intercessor. That's sort of the role that she plays as the queen mother.
Wow.
Someone comes, you know, Adonijah, the half-brother King Solomon, comes to her on his behalf and says, go to King Solomon and speak to him on my behalf. And so she goes and mm-hmm. does and makes a request. Now, that's the Old Testament backdrop against which we come to the New Testament and we reflect upon the role of the Blessed Mother, right? Mm-hmm. And what we see in the New Testament, guys, is that there is evidence that highlights Mary as the Queen Mother. Because remember, Jesus is the Son of David. It's the Davidic kingdom that Jesus is restoring and transfiguring through the church. This is the core of the message of Gabriel at the Annunciation in Luke 1:28-33. You know, when he comes to the Blessed Mother, hail full of grace, talks about Jesus being great, being called the Son of Most High, and God will give to him the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will have no end. So Mary is emphasized or highlighted as the mother of the Son of David, the mother of the Davidic king. Matthew emphasizes this in the genealogy in Matthew 1:1-11, where he's emphasizing Jesus as the Son of David. In Revelation 12:1-5, John has a vision of the Blessed Mother. He describes her as the woman clothed with the sun with a crown of 12 stars upon her head, right? So there's her queenly role, and she gives birth to the one who will rule with a rod of iron. That's an allusion to Psalm 2, which is a prophecy about the Messianic king. So John describes Mary in his heavenly vision as the queen mother, the mother of the Davidic king. So if that's the case, if Mary is the queen mother, what are the implications of this? Well, check this out.
All right.
She's our intercessor. Because that was the role of the Queen Mother in the Old Testament.
Yes.
If she is our Queen Mother in this restored and transfigured Davidic kingdom, namely the Catholic Church, well, then she deserves royal honor. And we must give honor where honor is due. Thirdly, honor of the Mother entails honor of the Son. This is why we as Catholics honor the Blessed Mother.
Oh.
It's Christocentric. It's ordered to honoring the Son because it's the Son who makes her the Queen.
Mm.
And so honoring the Mother, we in turn honor the Son. And fourthly, she is our Mother as Christians because you see, her role as queen, her motherhood, is not restricted only to her motherhood of, you know, with the king, as being mother of the king, but her motherhood extends to all the citizens of the kingdom, a sort of spiritual motherhood. And this is actually revealed to us in Revelation 12:17. We're told that that woman, crowned with the 12 stars, who is Mary, she has offspring. And her offspring are those who keep the commandments of the Lord and bear testimony to Jesus, who keep the commandments of the Lord. So this Queen Mother has spiritual children, citizens of the kingdom of King Jesus. Mm. That's you and me, guys. So Mary is indeed our mother because she is the Queen Mother, the mother of the Davidic king, King Jesus. So that's the sort of the Bible blueprint, you might say, for Mary's queenship. And of course, because our Lord has taken her up into heaven and with her bodily assumption, we say that she is queen of both heaven and earth. And of course, our Protestant friends, they have a few objections to that. I don't know if we have time to consider that. But that's sort of the positive evidence.
Yeah, about 20 seconds here. So.
Yeah. We might have to save it for next time.
Well, I got to get the vacuum cleaner out. I got pieces of gray matter on the floor here. He just blew my mind. Thank you, Carla.
And I would encourage you listeners to check out our website, catholic.com. We have a recent article that was put up by Dr. Edward Sree. Is the queenship of Mary biblical? And he sort of articulates in more in depth what I gave here in
what
a few
a brilliant
minutes.
Man. Mm-hmm. Carlo Broussard at carlobroussard.com. And thank you so much for being with us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys. Thank you all. Y'all have a great day.
God bless you, Carlo.
God bless you.